So let me finish this. Maybe if it can finish it. You know, if you keep hitting a dead horse with a 2x4, maybe they'll wake up. I don't know. I don't know if the horse will wake up or not. Types and shadows. If you want to know everything, types and shadows and anti-types. Do you really want to know the truth? Do you really want to know the truth? So the living word is Jesus. The written word has to come off the page into your heart. And then you say, yes, I do believe. And by faith, you receive the Holy Spirit. And so then the living word via the Holy Spirit goes into your heart. And then it's a sanctification process, a growth process, just like the baby in the womb being born. And so everything's a production. Everything's a produce. So I saw some female post a picture of a drill today. She's producing babies, and the drill is producing work. Just like Amazon is producing products with a box. He's shipping boxes of products. And what's the box doing? It's transporting. What's the woman doing? She's walking, transporting the baby to its destination with her box. So I'm looking at a transfer truck, and it's a box on the back of a cab. A box on the cab. Transportation, portal. And so what's the earth doing? It's transporting you to your new state. The cycles of time, eventually you'll see that time is not linear. Every day is the same. Every day is a repeat. And this is why when you insert stuff into the hologram or the womb of the earth, whatever you want to call it, when you insert it into the earth, it has to reflect back as a copy, because Adam and Eve made a copy of themselves. And guess what? You had Cain and Abel. Why did you have Cain and Abel? Because you had the flesh versus the spirit. Why was Seth? So Cain was the lineage of the flesh. So Adam and Eve both had the flesh, but Eve was the flesh side of Adam. But why did you have a Cain? Cain is the AI program of the flesh. Why did you have Abel? Abel is Abel. AB goes back to abdomen of God. EL is God. LE is God. So Abel went to the heart of God by faith. Cain wanted to do his own good works and his own good deeds. Instead of the finished work of Jesus, he wanted to be his own God. And so now let me say this. This is really deep. I mean, this is so simple, but it's deep because the preachers are not going to tell you this. The reason Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel is because it was what? An offspring. It sprung off of them. And what sprung off? The types and shadows of the flesh versus the spirit. The green versus the red. The same image that she posted with a drill where she just had a baby recently. The same image was green and red. She had a red outfit on, which represents the spirit and the blood, and the drill was green. The mechanical side was green. The AI program was green. But her dress is red. Why? Because that's the grace, that's the blood. So you got the letter and the spirit. Praise God. He just showed me that. I was trying to decode that image where the whole truth is encoded in everything. So she's covered by the blood because Eve dropped us into sin. So not only is she covered by the blood, she has the blood cycle every month because she's got the box in her, and you got to have the blood covered. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Nevertheless, she shall be saved during childbearing. She's got the blood flowing every month, right? It's all right here. It's been here our whole life, but nobody's decoded it for some reason. I'm telling you the whole truth. I'm telling you everything. Cain and Abel is an offspring. Where did the flesh versus the spirit spring off from? Adam and Eve. Adam is day, Eve is evening, PM, PMS, night, night follows day, ADAM. AD means toward. Advertisement has AD in it. Why? Toward. Trying to pull you toward the ad. So add AM. Eve has to level up, L-E-V-E-L, and she takes on the name of Adam. Just like the church has to level up and the old Adam has to die, and the new Adam is your new identity. Hello? Come on now. Somebody should be shouting. Somebody should be shouting, praise God. I'm just giving you the whole truth. So the hymen is split, pierced. Jesus was pierced on the cross. The middle man, the God man. And so Adam, and there's the middle part. The reproduction is in the middle of your body. The heart is in the middle of your body. So the reproduction process is down the middle. And so the middle man, they're putting out a baby, a reproduction, reproduce. So the movies are reproductions, the cartoons, the writings, the novels, the books, they're all reproduction processes. It's right there. And so I didn't say this last time. So the word hymen is like the hymn, but it also has phonics of him. So who's the middleman? Jesus. So he connects all things. The man and woman's connected through Jesus. If it's a saved marriage. If both of them are saved. Even if one of them's not saved, the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 7, it says, for the man, if the unbelieving depart, let them depart. A brother or sister is no longer under bondage in such cases. For God has called us to peace. But if they don't want to leave and they want to have peace, a lot of times they act like they don't want to leave. They just want a free ride, but they want to fight. So they might as well leave because they're fighting. But if they want to dwell in peace with you, don't. You can dwell. But if the unbeliever depart, let them go. Because they're sanctified by the saved. If the saved woman's husband wants to stay, then the family's sanctified by the woman. If the saved man's wife wants to stay, they're sanctified by the man. But a lot of times they don't want to stay, but they want to fight and try to kill you and pretend like they want to stay because they think, they say, well, you'll never leave me because you are a believer. Yeah, but you actually are proven that you want to leave if you want to don't want peace in the home, you know? It's your choice. You either have peace or you get out, you know? God has called us to peace, period. So the marriage is a type and shadow, and the middleman, the joint, J-O-I-N-T, the joint's in your body, you join through the cross. And so everything has the cross, crossword puzzle. Cross your eye, cross your fingers, cross your heart, cross the street, cross eye, cross hairs. You could cross your legs, everything. Cross your arms, cross your fingers. You could say it about a million things. The crux is the crux of the matter is the cross. But what did I just say? I said the cross of the matter is the cross. The crux of the matter is the cross. Why? Because crux means cross. The crux of the matter is the cross. The crux of the matter is the crux, which is the cross. Long story short, you've been given the whole truth. Now it's up to you. You either believe and receive, or you reject and burn in hell forever. It's your choice.